TV.
I didn't see
those who were at stadium. You know, sometimes I believe that one other time you can have just have a heart attack. In the first match, it was not easy, but our boys, they proved themselves that South Africa is a home of sport, and rugby is South African legends. They proved themselves. Hoping that these coming days, whilst they are still going to play with Wales, we also still wishing them the luck. When it was not nice, we were saying that let's let Madiba magic come. Surely second half the boys proved, and even Japanese, they were supporting our bogies.
Yes.
We've seen that those people, and even themselves, they love sport, irrespective of they were beaten, but they ended up with South Africans. With those words, I'm opening the meeting, and in front of me there is an agenda. And then, also the South African netball has won, and really this vision and unity, it means a lot to the people of sport. That 2010 showed us that we are one nation, united. And I know sport is the most important unification, hoping that even us will follow suit, irrespective of what. And then maybe very soon we'll be trying to check the rugby girls that are struggling to USASCOC, that they don't want to pay for themselves. But it's not in the agenda. I'm raising that we'll come next time and ask them to come and explain. Because those rugby girls, they were promising them that if they can win, they will do ABC. But now there is a problem. Thank you, honorable members. There's an agenda in front of us. I'm presenting it. Any seconder of the agenda? Honorable Mshom?
Can I propose for one amendment before we consider item number 3? Just for maybe the item we can call it housekeeping.
Any support of the housekeeping before the agenda?
No, we can go for a second on that, man.
No, honorable member, you just raise your hand and talk as we are in a committee. I'm worried when you said, no, we can support. This is a formal meeting. We must behave like a fully fledged meeting and the procedures of the meeting. Any seconder?
For
the agenda. Yes.
Yes, my second. I second without the item of housekeeping, Chair. If you only remember want to bring a new item, you must do so through proper channels. Thank you very much, Chairperson. So I second the adoption of the current agenda that we have before us.
Thank you. Honorable Sir. You wait for that. Honorable Faba, you know the rules most of the meeting. The motion and is not seconded. Can we go to the adoption of the agenda?
No,
please. Okay, seconded, yes. Yes, Honourable Sir.
With due respect, Madam Chair, I hear what you say. I would just like to know, usually on an agenda, you've got something additional. It should be there, which is not on this agenda. So if I may just put in a request, what my honourable colleague was asking, that we can just put in that as additional, I don't think it will make a big difference in this meeting as such. And that additional, what do you call it? Yes, but we can put that in as just additional, and it can just be discussed. I have no idea what our colleague wants to discuss under that, but I don't think we should stop it if there's additional items that someone just want to put up. This is why we are here. I can't see the reason for not discussing housekeeping rules, as I say. And then if it's something that I don't agree, I can disagree with it. But I mean, at least let us have it on the as an additional point, and then we go from there, Chair. That is just my feeling on it. Thank you, Chair.
I'm suspecting that we are correct, but it was not supported. Anyone want to raise something to put in the agenda has got a right, and it must be supported by a committee. So that's what I'm saying. No, you know the way you are behaving. I'm still on the floor. I've listened to you and you finished to talk, but I'm still responding. And the honorable member saying that is seconding the rejection of that motion or that item. So that's how it goes. When you propose something and if it's rejected with your collective whilst in your meeting, how can I say that is it supported whilst it's not supported? Yes, honourable member.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I just want to put the record straight. The honourable member there seconded your proposal of the motion. Honourable Tsepo asked for an additional item just to be put on House rules or on that. And I seconded that. I just put up my hand. I didn't want to speak because you told me I must not be out of line. So for that reason, I did not second his motion of just discussing House rules of this committee. So the honourable member, they did second your proposal.
Just a moment.
Thank you, Chair.
And a role of an alternate, you do know it, isn't it? Do you know?
Chairperson, I am just as much, I just can't vote on this committee. I went to speak to Mrs. Thandi Modise. I know exactly what the role is of alternate. I've got all the rights of any member of this committee. The only rules I don't have is to vote. Thank you, Chair.
No, I know that. I was just trying, because even last time, I didn't want that this committee must rely on voting. So in order that, and when we are contributing, you must know that we are contributing because you are an alternate. Any alternate member must contribute but not voting. So, honourable members, I was putting, the motion was put in by Honourable Mhlongo, and Honourable Faber was saying yes. Honourable Mama Mola is saying no. So I wanted that the motion was seconded and also rejected. That's the thing on the table. Honourable Malumane.
Thank you, Chairperson. Hey, I'm coming back from somewhere, but I can see that I don't think Honorable Mhlongo, it doesn't mean that if maybe I will also reject the item that you want to put. I think the secretary has sent us an agenda. So if you wanted to add something, it was going to be proper that you sent the item so that it can be sent to us so that we can prepare ourselves. Can we propose that follow the proper procedure so that before we come here, we know that there is an item in the agenda so that the secretary, maybe you can give the secretary the item so that if maybe it has some document, we can read those documents so that when we come here, all of us, we're in a proper to discuss that item. Thank you. Honorable, please, honorable member, you're disturbing me. Honorable Malingosi.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to ask if is it still under the rules of this committee to add a point within the agenda, even if it wasn't sent over the email. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, you have to raise immediately that I'm putting the agenda in front of us. I will say that this is agenda. You can add the thing, but if members felt that what you want to discuss, they want that privilege of having time to look at, they've got right to agree, they've got right not to agree.
I think we must workshop each other here. Honourable member, you're not there last week and you're saying you just feel that we are, there's something. In our last meeting, even the chairperson amended the agenda and she told us that she was not part of the agenda. Now it's amazingly when I'm asked for amendments, amazingly, and it's an amendment, it's a procedural thing, that in a meeting you ask for...
Sorry, Honourable Mshong. Today this member is in a meeting, he's talking about the issue which is raised here.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm still on the
but
floor.
I'm sorry, I'll
give you back, but I want to clarify on what we are saying. Last week, the agenda, it was a rearranging of the agenda. It was not a new agenda item. I'm responding to a new agenda item. So even in a new agenda item, I'm responding on it. Last week it was rearranging of the agenda. If honorable member, you are not here and you are not here officially.
You know, I wonder who will protect me against you when I'm speaking.
I will protect you.
But you don't, because I'm speaking, you are speaking, and you did not even hear exactly what I'm trying to say. You are interjecting because I was explaining myself. One of the things this meeting is allowed, it's not Mashaba's hype, as I've heard that side are saying Mashaba's hype. It's not about that. It's about procedural things in the meeting that we amend the agenda. You're playing with words, Chairperson, when you say rearrange. To rearrange it, you are clearly saying let's amend the agenda. You're saying that. You are amending the agenda, and it's allowed in each and every meeting that we are amend the agenda. It's allowed. Let's not play with words. One of the things that I fail to understand, I thought members will ask, what is this housekeeping? They don't even ask, what is this housekeeping? They have their own conclusion. They must ask, sir, what is this housekeeping? The housekeeping is, maybe let me explain myself. We've proposed...
order, Chair. Chair, we can't discuss the item before we agree that it is included. And there's a proposal that the item be included, and there's a proposal that the item not be included, and that's where we are. And I'll
also support those who are saying we don't amend the agenda. We don't even have the context of the proposal. And if it comes to a push, like we used to say...
Point of order? Because there's order after order, is sustained or not. Point of order. Chair, the member is out of order because I did not conclude, and I was not even going to details. I was just saying, I wonder why they don't even ask what is e-housekeeping, what is that item all about. I'm not saying discuss it. What is it? Because housekeeping can say anything, but in my context, you must ask. Now, I think maybe, Chair, you'll sustain my order, and I must continue.
Now, I want you to continue, Honourable Hlongo, like any other member, but I wanted to caution members that this meeting is supposed to be 10 to 12, and sometimes I won't love that, Honourable Members, when we suppose to discuss and discuss and adopt something which is about what we are here. If we are taking the time, like we nearly done last time, I'll plead to every member that he or she must say whatever she wants to say. But at the end, we must look at the time and look at our agenda. This agenda has got very important life of us as a committee. So, carry on, Honourable Mhlongo.
Chairperson, can you allow me maybe to say the word housekeeping, and then I'm not saying let's discuss it, but you'll take a decision. What can I explain? What is it? I'm not saying let's discuss it. You'll take a ruling on that.
Honourable Mhlongo, I've opened the floor and saying that this is an agenda, and you said let's put an item called housekeeping, and I give it to the committee. They've supported, they are rejected. So the problem now, once somebody support and others reject the item, only thing which I was pleading even last time is to vote against the item. Could you believe that if we are started today, we always remind us, but we did vote for that item. So, but the item has rejected. A proposal is there, but it's rejected.
Chair, I wanted, procedural, this is an in-committee meeting, in my understanding. And in-committee, we are alone here. We must sort out our things. And even last time, that's why you said in your ruling, and I admit you said the management team, it's yourself and him. You don't want anyone else. These are the things that this committee is not about you and him. It's about all of us. Now, that's why we'll have additional items if we don't get any explanation. For an example, why didn't we meet last week? We don't have any reason that is
order,
down.
Order, Chair.
We didn't have a meeting, but it was a
special order,
meeting.
Chair. Chair, there was a proposal which was rejected with majority. Can we continue with the agenda?
You know, the way now you want us to handle the meeting, mm-hmm. Honourable Mhlongo, I'm still on the floor, I'll give you. You're raising things of other meetings, and you are correctly that we have ways of resolving issues in the committee, but not the way that we are doing now. We don't want to resolve. We want to debate the differences of the opinions. But now I'm ruling that this item is not going to be put in the agenda because we need to discuss the report of BRRRs today. Thank you.
Chair, I might not know what is the addition on the agenda because I didn't hear anything about it. But I'm worried about the bulldoze that we get from the honorable members. That it is setting up a very bad precedent that we can be bulldozed and be pushed out and be voted out, whatever we say, without even being heard what we have to say. I think that is a bit unfair. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Malungos, this committee never bulldozed anyone. I've always seen that we are all members of this committee. And this committee, the way it wants to behave, it's going to get each other's throat the way it behaves. This is a sport, a social coercion. So if you are talking about bulldozing, I don't know who bulldozed who, but this... No, you cannot, the members. You want them not to respond in the questions, because I'm seeing you pointing, saying that the members. I don't think this is a correct word, that bulldozing. If we have not same views and different views, that's not bulldozing. Honorable members, can the people who wrote the report take us through on the point three?
Good morning, members. I'll be taking you through the PRRR report of the sports and recreation. with your permission, Chair, I think it would be proper if I go page by page just to give a summary. Number one was the introduction, which is 1.1, which states that the National Assembly Committee are required in terms of Section 5 of the Money Bill Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act 2009 to annually assess the performance of each national department and thereafter submit a budgetary review and recommendation report, which will provide an assessment on the department's service delivery performance given available resources, an assessment of the effective and efficiency of the department's use and allocation of available resources, and may include recommendations on the forward use of resources. 1.2, which is the mandate of this committee, the Section 55 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, 96, stipulates that the National Assembly, which is the NA, must provide for mechanism to ensure that all executive organs of the state in the national sphere of government are accountable to it. Point number B, and to maintain oversight of, one, the national executive authority, including the implementation of the legislation and any organs of state. So this committee, this portfolio committee on sports and recreation, oversees the implementation of the following act. The first one is the South African Boxing Act of 2001. Number two is the South African Institute for Drug-Free Sports Act of 1997 as amended. The next one is the Public Finance Management Act of 1999 as amended. The Occupational Health and Safety Act of 1993. The National Sports and Recreation Act of 1998 as amended. The Public Service Act of 1994 as amended. The Safety at Sports and Recreational Events Act of 2010. Bidding and Hosting of International Sports and Recreational Events Regulation of 2010. And Recognition of Sports and Recreation Bodies Regulations 2011. Page number two, the purpose of this report. The purpose of this report is to account in accordance with Rule 166 of the Rules of the National Assembly for work done by the committee in considering the 2018-2019 annual report of the Department of Sport and Recreation and its entities, which is Boxing South Africa and SAIDS, which were tabled in accordance with Section 40 of the PFMA and referred in terms of the National Assembly Rules 338 by the Speaker to the Committee for considerations and reporting in terms of Rule 339 and 340 respectively. 1.4, which is the method that is being used. So in this case, in preparation for consideration of the Department's 2018-2019 annual report, the committee considered key government policy documents relevant to the work of the department, including, among others, the medium-term strategic framework of 2014 to 2019, the 2018 State of the Nation Address, which is SONA, 2018-2019 annual reports of the departments and its entities, the 2018-2019 annual performance plan of the department and its entities, and the committee's 2018-2019 financial year-in-year monitoring in terms of Section 32 reports of the PFMA. Number two, which is the overall key relevant policy focus areas of this portfolio committee. The first one, which is the National Development Plan Vision 2030, which includes sports, participation at school, and also include social cohesion and national building in South Africa. That is 2.1.2, which is the national, 2.1.2, the 2014-2019 medium-term strategic framework, which has 14 priority outcomes, where sports and recreation, arts and culture belongs to outcome number 14, which emphasizes a diverse social cohesive society with a common national identity. 2.1.3, which is the white paper on sport and recreation, and the purpose of this paper on sport and recreation was to pronounce government policies regarding sport and recreation in the Republic of South Africa. Page number four, which is the National Sports and Recreation Plan, which is a plan for sport and recreation policy framework as captured within the white paper on sport and recreation. Honorable members, this plan is still in existence until next year because it is an ADA implementation plan. It's always advisable that members lobby the minister to fund this plan. It's very important. It's still in existence. And then we have 2.1.5, which is the Transformation Charter on Sports and Recreation in South Africa. The purpose is to fast-track a transformation charter and deliver mechanism for all sectors and role players who are involved in sports and recreation. And then number three, the summary of the previous key financial and non-financial performance recommendation of the portfolio committee. The portfolio committee recommended that the Minister of Sport and Recreation emphasize the following points. Point number A, to ensure that provinces had the capacity to spend allocated funds so as to avoid funds returning to the National Treasury. Number B, emphasize the need for provincial departments to budget for sports and recreation programs from their equitable share budget allocated by provincial treasuries. C, develop a framework on how provinces use their DORA funds in line with the priorities of the National Sports and Recreation Plan as approved by the National Treasury. D, enforce the compliance of federations towards transformation and consider rewarding federations that have achieved and exceeded the set targets on transformation in sport. E, to ensure that Sports and Recreation South Africa had clear performance indicators in line with the mandate of the sub-program within each program, within each main program. F, to ensure that both entities, which are South African Institute for Drug-Free Sports as well as Boxing South Africa, adequately implement the recommendation of the Auditor General of South Africa in order to address the challenges related to their governance. Number four, this is the overview and assessment of the department's 2018-2019 financial year performance. For the 2018-2019 financial year, the department received an appropriation of 1.09 billion, and the departmental receipt amounted to 139,000, which increased the total revenue of the department into 1.09 billion. The department actual expenditure was 1.076 billion. So the expenditure for program two, which is the active nation, constituted the largest expenditure, representing 99.8%, which is 715 million of the departmental total budget, followed by program number three, which is the winning nation, representing 99.5%, which is 70.4 million. Then program number four, which is sports support, was number three on the spending, with the expenditure amounted to 98.2 million. Sorry, 98.2%, which is 162.7 million. Program number one, which is administration, consisted of the fourth expenditure spending, representing 95.5%, which is 120.2 million, followed by program number five, which is sport infrastructure support, with expenditure spending of 58.3%, which is 6.8 million. Therefore, the overall spending, underspending at the end of the financial year under review was 14.7 million. Page number seven, program, in terms of reason for underspending. So under expenditure, program number one spent 120.1 million, which is 95.8% of available funds. Program number five, which is sport infrastructure support, they spent 58.5% or 6.9 million of available budget. And we look at the 4.1.2 expenditure estimates per economic classification. So in this case, the total budget under current payments was, like the adjusted appropriation was 281.5 million. And in terms of the compensation of employees, the department had 111.5 million budget, but managed to utilize the amount of 88.7 million on salaries and wages. The department had the expenditure of 166.4 million. The bulk of money was paid on contractors. I think this is a concerning issue in most departments. Most of the money is paid on contractors, of which members need to engage the department in terms of that. But I think last time the DG tried to explain this issue, because both DGs, they say they can't hire many people because now the departments are matching. So after the 1st of April, they will be able to hire people instead of the contractors. 4.2, overview and assessment of the program, budget and expenditure for 2018-2019 financial year, which is table number 6. But total budget that was spent was 98.7, of which is good. I think that the department did very good in terms of spending their allocated budget. The total target that was set, they were 35. The department managed to achieve 32, and 3 targets were not achieved. So the success rate was 91.4. Let's go to 4.2.1, which are the program. Program number 1, which has the following sub-program. The first program within a program, the first sub-program within program number 1, which is administration, was the ministry. The second one was management, strategic support, corporate service, and office of the CFO, and office accommodation. The program number 1, was able to achieve 95.8% against its set target, and 1 was not achieved. Again, this is a challenge that has been there in most departments. That challenge, that target is resolving the issue of paying invoices within 30 days. I think sports and recreation, I think arts and culture, I think most departments has this challenge. But it's an ongoing process in terms of resolving it. Program number 2, which is the Active Nation, it had the following sub-programs. The first one was Active Recreation, Community Sport, School Sports, Provincial Sport Support, and Coordination. But for the year under review, this program was able to achieve 91.7 against set targets, and 1 was not achieved, which is the number of people actively participating in sports and recreation promotion events. This has been another challenge that the department has been having. I remember Mr. Siyabe asked the DG last time if they were under targeting or over targeting, because most of the time they rely on provinces to bring them their list during their participation in some events like Big Walk or the National Recreation Day. So the department, like the provincial department, must make sure that they feed the national department with information, relevant information, and register so that they'll be able to achieve this. Program number 3, which is the Winning Nation. The program achieved 100% against set targets. This program has 3 sub-programs. The first one is the scientific support. The second one is the major event support. And the last one is the recognition system, which falls more under sports awards, this one. Program number four, which is sports support, the program managed to achieve 100% against set targets. And this program has sub-programs, which are sports and recreation service providers and the international relations services. Let's move to program number 5, which is the sports infrastructure support. This program, for the first time, it achieved 50%. But all these years, it's been achieving 100%. The reason for that was that there was a slow consultation process that became longer, where the communities were not united. Sometimes they were not properly briefed in terms of the processes and all these things. And sometimes municipalities could not even intervene in terms of helping the department, stating some meetings and public participation regarding the community sport gyms and children playing parks. 4.4, the concluding remarks on the 2018-2019 financial and service delivery performance for the Department of Sport and Recreation. The department, to raise awareness among relevant stakeholders on the challenges experienced by government or by governmental department in the payment process with regard to outsourced services. I think that was the first one. To facilitate the identification of bottlenecks in the payment of service provider and fast tracking of the processes, of which I think it's one of the things that the committee has been emphasizing to the department. Another one was there was still a challenge with regard to reporting from provinces, but this has been brought to the attention of the MECs, provincial MECs for sports and recreation, and they have committed to ensure that they was compliant. Okay, number 5, which is the committee observation and emphasis on matters. Point number 1 was the service delivery performance of the department, where the department has achieved 35 out of 32, which translated to 98.7% of the budget spent at the success rate of 91.4%, which is good. Point number 2, submission of bills. The department is still in the process of submitting this bill, which is section number 76. Point number 3, the construction of sports facilities. I think there was one member who emphasized or encouraged the department to look at the rural area and township in terms of building and constructing their sports facilities. The next point, lack of communication process between the department and the committee. I think Mr. Msongo was very concerned about this, but the department tried or promised to correct that communication process. There were following concerns that were raised. The first one, which is page number 12. The first one was the committee was concerned with the level of communication between itself and the department. Some members raised the fact that their omission from departmental programs hindered their chances of doing their oversight to the department and its entities. The next point, members were concerned that the department still continues to have less number of personnel, and this has been a case for many years, of which the department promised that once they've merged on the 1st of April 2020, things of filling of post will be resolved. The department to finalize the 705,000 that was condoned by writing to SCOPA and Treasury Department to remove this because it was concerning and did not reflect positively to the financial statements of the department. School sports program was supposed to be driven by the Department of Sports and Recreation. Members encouraged the department to find ways to train school teachers to receive accredited license in order to implement the school sports program. I think, Mr. Faber, you came up with this point. The department to blacklist all companies and service providers to have who have committed criminal activities or who have been involved in corruption and received work within the department in a very unethical manner. Members encourage the department to continue to encourage municipalities who have not signed MOU regarding the construction of sports infrastructure. Members wanted the department to improve its personnel dealing with monitoring and evaluation. The next point, members were concerned that there were possibly quite a number of employees who were not putting effort in their day-to-day work, which led to the department not achieving 100% of its targets. The next was the department needs to build more outdoor gyms and parks within this administration, within this term, the new term that is starting April 2020. There was a litigation taken against the department whereby the claimant received an amount of 1.7 million and members were concerned about measures in place to ensure such litigation do not occur in the near future. The next point was the department to meet and discuss late payments with service providers to avoid legal battles. The next point was the media houses used by the department to advertise for vacancies was not clear enough. This was not helping members, the committee members, were, to deliver such messages to their constituencies to encourage people who have sport qualification to apply for jobs within the department. That last point, in page number 13, members encouraged the department to interact with ward councillors to promote different sport programs and events within those wards. And I have, the last point was two DGs to start working together. In this case, I remember members encouraged the two DGs of sports and recreation and arts and culture to start work together so that they show that the members that come the 1st of April 2020, the department will be united and have one DG, one program. Number six, audit general's report. The AG awarded the department unqualified audits with no opinion finding. Hence, it was a clean audit. I think this has been a clean audit for the past 5 years. I think the department did very well in terms of their performance on finances and the program altogether. Number seven, the public entities of the Department of Sports and Recreation. We have two public entities. We have Boxing South Africa, and then we have South African Institute for Drug-Free Sport. I'll start with 7.1, which is Boxing South Africa. Boxing South Africa has three programs. One is governance and administration, two, boxing development, and three, boxing promotion. Within the term under review, Boxing South Africa had 21 indicators, performance indicators. Out of that 21, they managed to achieve 15, of which it was a bit concerning. Going to program number one, the purpose of this program was to provide strategic leadership, good corporate governance, and the overall administration, which includes finance, HR, ICT, and etc. of Boxing South Africa. In program number one, Boxing South Africa achieved 5 out of 6 out of 6 targets, and that was 83% achievement, which is less than 92% that was achieved in the previous year. So in this case, there was a regression. program number program number 2, which is boxing development. BSA achieved 7 out of 9, and that equated to 78% of achievement. Program number 3, which is boxing promotion, BSA achieved 3 out of 6. And this was a concern because that was 50%. The previous years, they achieved 100% under this program 3. So in this case, BSA really needs assistance from the department. So committee observation on boxing South Africa. Under program number 3, I said the BSA achieved 50%. That was a drop in comparison to 100%, but there it's 1,000. I will correct that. It's 100%. Okay. Committee observation on boxing South Africa. The first one was the performance indicators were not clearly defined, of which members were very concerned about this, hence they were not achieving 100% in most of their indicators. Point number 2, there is a poor leadership at Boxing South Africa. That is not a secret. Something big must be done. Point number 3, poor audit outcome because they did not get a clean audit and it was concerning. Asking department to assist BSA with their APP, of which it's very critical because most of their targets come from their APP, operational plan and financial management plan. So the department needed to intervene and assist BSA. The next point, financial viability at BSA. Members were concerned that the BSA was in dire financial state and intervention from the department was needed to turn things around. The last point, change management and the strategic implementation, where BSA was encouraged that, to try to stay the course set out by their boxing Indaba in 2013 and continue on the upward trajectory, as well as implementing the resolution of their endeavor. Financial statement of BSA. The final budget covered a fiscal period 2018-2019. Like 17 million of BSA budget has been raised through forfeit fees, interest income, license, sanction, levies, transfers or grant funding, as well as from sponsorship. In 2018-2019, BSA attained a surplus for a year of 89,775. Negative cash flow, the annual grant from the department to BSA and sponsorship receipts not sufficient to cover operational expenditures. In this case, BSA has been concerned because they were underfunded. At one stage, I remember 2017-2018 financial year, they requested the committee to lobby the department for more funding. But there was a concern because they were getting more funding, but they were doing very bad. But I think this is one of the concerning factors of which members need to make sure that they assist BSA. Table on irregular expenditure and fruitless and wasteful expenditure for BSA. Irregular expenditure was 6.5 million. fruitless and wasteful expenditure was 2.2 million. Auditor reports on books in South Africa, the results have not improved since the previous year. DSA remains within a qualified opinion. With findings on performance information due to measurability of indicators as well as compliance with some legislation, BSA could not correct some of the material findings raised. 7.2, which is page number 18, the South African Institute for Drug-Free Sports, which operate as an independent public entity in sports with jurisdiction over all sport codes and entities that are recognized by SASCOC and are individual signatories to the World Anti-Doping Code. The South African Institute for Drug-Free Sports Act of 1997, which was government gazetted, volume 383, number 18028, in May 23 in 95. This entity had a budget allocation of 24.3 million from the Department of Sport and Recreation and 938,000 from the National Lotteries Commission, which resulted to 24.2 million. The entity generated a surplus of appropriately a deficit of 2.9 million in a year under review. The auditor's report says has achieved a clean audit outcome for the first time. After addressing compliance matters reported in the previous financial year, all objectives and indicators were clearly defined, all targets and actual results were accurately disclosed. Number 8, the recommendations now. 8.1, the recommendation to sport and recreation. So in this case, the Portfolio Committee on Sport and Recreation recommends the following. One, that the Minister of Sport and Recreation work on a funding model for the National Sport and Recreation Plan. 8.1.2, the department to capacitate its own staff in order to do work rather than relying on contractors. 8.1.3, the Minister to lobby provincial counterparts in the promotion of health and well-being of the nation by providing mass participation opportunities through active recreation programs and do a proper reporting on these programs. 8.1.4, that the Minister fast-track the implementation of the MOU between both the Department of Sport and Recreation and basic education. Eight point two, which are the recommendations to South African Institute for Drug Free Sport. 8.2.1 says needed to update its supply chain management system and procurement policy to include the requirements for local production and content and continue with strict compliance practices currently in place. 8.2.2, which is page number 20, the department ensures that states fully comply by practicing austerity measures and budgetary control in order to prevent the incurrences of the deficit. 8.2.3 with the assistance from the department through school sport and community sport program, states must consider reaching out to township and rural areas to implement the anti-doping education project specific to youth sports. And this point was raised even last financial year. 8.2.4, through engagement with the department, states needs to look at crafting legislation that will address drug testing at school sports level to avoid resistance from other coaches and parents. 8.3, recommendations to Boxing South Africa. 8.3.1, the department to ensure that Boxing South Africa fully comply with legislative prescripts to avoid future adverse findings from the AG, and that the issues regarding the audit status of BSA be addressed immediately. The consequence management be implemented by the accounting authority, and the action plan to deal with investigation for previous cases of irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure to ensure that matters of discipline and financial misconduct and recovery were dealt with. 8.3.3, Boxing South Africa should familiarize itself with the framework for managing strategic plans and annual performance plans, and framework for managing program performance information, which is more critical. 8.3.4, the Department of Sports and Recreation to assist BSA with compliance or to the annual performance plan and the new strategic planning of the overall financial and performance management of BSA. Number 9, which is the summary. The committee was satisfied with the clean audit for the Department of Sport and Recreation and the South African Sport Institute for Drug-Free Sport, but was very worried about the poor performance of Boxing South Africa. Boxing South Africa needed to be monitored closely with regard to compliance with the Annual Performance Plan, Public Finance Act, and performance indicators. South African Institute for Drug-Free Sports has since made some improvement in the 2018-2019 financial year to a point of obtaining a clean audit for the first time, of which is good. Sport and Recreation South Africa has retained a clean audit for the past 5 years. And there was number 10, which is page number 21, the appreciation from the chairperson regarding the oversight work done by the committee on these three entities, which is Sport and Recreation South Africa, which is the department, and BSA and SAIDS. And the chairperson also thanked the minister and the deputy minister in absentia. She thanked the Department of Sports and Recreation, the Office of the AG, and all other stakeholders for their contribution toward the work and achievement of the clean audit by the Department of Sports and Recreation. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Mohlomo. Honorable members, let's discuss the report. Any intake, Honorable Sir?
Thank you, Chairperson. I want to thank the presenter on this. I think it is actually well put together. What I am concerned about, Chairperson, and I would like to know on the recommendations, if one can still add to this recommendation. And I'll tell you why, Chairperson. I went through this quite vigorously. And if we go to page 18, and I'm specifically, we must understand that there's only two sport entities that's been paid by government, and this is Boxing South Africa and then, as we know, SAIDS. So if we go and have a look on page 15, I can read out a lot of the things that's already been said. But under poor leadership at Boxing South Africa, it says, especially the accounting authority at Boxing SA has failed to exercise sufficient oversight responsibility regarding financial performance reporting and compliance, as well as other related internal control systems. This has been a case in the previous financial year as well. Now, Chairperson, if I only look at that already, it said that the compliance, everything has not been looked after already the previous year. So I would like to make a suggestion that when we come then to recommendations at Boxing South Africa on 8.3, that we maybe put in a 8.3.5, an additional point. And under that I would say that the minister appoints administrator to Boxing South Africa to manage and overlook their financial situation. And the reason why I say that is because if we look at the previous page, which I've just alluded to on page 15, it actually states that there's bad management, especially on the accounting authority. Now, what will make it right? I mean, now, if you have an investigation into it, it is not going to be a miracle just to set it right. So I would actually suggest that the minister then put in a administrator from the department to overlook this finances and to see that the finances are being spent correctly and that the reports come in correctly, because it's obvious as well that the reports did not come in, and to actually manage this financial situation. Thank you, Chair. That's just the input that I would like to give. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Sir. Any other intake? Honourable Mhlongo?
I want to support my colleague for us to add that the minister must appoint an administrator or manager, I don't know. I support that. But I wanted to find out regarding the alignments of the reports. I think Honourable Knox have raised this even before. I know we didn't go to the arts and culture, but I've already done that. There's no alignment, especially on your, I'll call them subject, so to say. For, I don't know if you understand me, Doctor. There's no alignment. For an example, in your, what is lacking in your report, based on what I see the other report, it's oversight role by committee, unless it's here, I didn't see it. But on the arts and culture, there's oversight. I'm saying maybe in future, or you know, there must be alignment on subject point. That's what I wanted to do.
Thank you, Honourable
Mhlongo.
I'm suspecting that this issue which you are raising, we've been raising. It's a pity we're not yet there in this report of us. We don't know what are we going to say about it, because as we're sitting here, we have two content advisors, and I don't know how are they working. But we'll get there when we're getting another report. But according to the department told us that this thing is in process. Money testing that we're saying that we appreciate about that, but seemingly until the another financial year, but we cannot not to indicate what we're seeing in these departments when are working in silence. Honourable,
thank you, Chair. I must reiterate the extent of the report. Thank you, Doctor. My question is, since I'm new in this committee, what do we
recommend about this report? Do you recommend the state of affairs of it, and if yes, why are we doing it? Thank you.
I'm suspecting it's not the role of the content advisor, it's the role of the committee. Content advisor put this to us. So we're here in the draft report, and when we're discussing, we will get to that. We can't ask from himself. Thank you. Honorable Sia.
Thanks, Chair. I think the proposal by Honorable Faba is not a bad proposal. One will also support that. But also just to say, okay, the report is for the for this committee. And already we are calling ourselves Portfolio Committee on Sports, Arts and Culture. If in the writing we can also be consistent with that, that we are a committee, a Portfolio Committee on Sports, Arts and Culture. Also the minister is official, is the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, if we can correct that. But for our purpose, we made a commitment as a committee that whilst we are waiting for the department to do their own things with the task teams and so on, but as a committee, we can show the way and start working together as a collective. So I'm speaking to the alignment as raised by the shadow minister, that side, that we emphasize the issue of the alignment and work together. Also, on the last, I think is the last page, where we are thanking the minister and the deputy minister. Because this is the report, once adopted, we're going to present to the assembly. We're not thanking them in absentia. They are there. They might be absent today, but when we present it, we're not thanking them in absentia. We'll thank them because they are members of the assembly, and possibly they'll be there even when we present the report. But otherwise, generally, one appreciates the report. Yeah, thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable Adams.
Thank you, Chairperson. On page 14, I just need clarity on page 14, the third paragraph. The third row in that paragraph, this program area has 8, and in brackets it's 9 indicators. Clarity on that. And on page 15, first paragraph, the equals 50% achievement and a grade drop in comparison of the 1,000 achievement.
That was excellent.
Yeah, 1,000 achievements. Maybe it's a spell area.
You know, I love when there's this va-va-voom. Because there's no need that you must be tense. But the honorable members already noticed that Dr. Mahlobo has corrected that. So... they've responded not to Uche person. but we can for your good sake, Mama, your honorable member, honorable Dr. Mahlobo, please. No.
Okay, thank you very much. In the report, Honorable Mhlongo, 1.2 is the oversight role of the committee, as stated as the mandate of the committee. It's the same thing. Looking at the 1.5.2 under Art and Culture report, is the same thing. Because look at that, it's a mandate by Section 55, which is the same thing in your 1.2 for sports and recreation. So it's the same thing, it's just a wording. That's what I can change there and there so that the member can be comfortable enough. I think in a question by Mr. Honorable Malingozi, I think Mr. Msongo answered you indirectly on 1.2, which is the mandate of the committee. You are mandated by the Constitution, actually by Section 55 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, which stipulates that the National Assembly, which is the NA, must provide for mechanism to ensure that all executive organs of the state in the national sphere of government are accountable to it, and to maintain oversight of the national executive authority, including the implementation of the legislation in any organ of state. So you are mandated by the Constitution, which is Section 55, under 1.2, which is the mandate of this committee. So that is the question. Page 14, program number 2, which is the last paragraph. Okay, it says this program area has 8, but in brackets it was 9. I'm sorry, ma'am, I will correct that. Thank you for that input. It's very important. On the other side, in terms of 1,000, I've already corrected myself. So, yes, that would be corrected. Some of the things, obviously, because this was just a draft for members to critique, to understand it. Mr. Faba, 8.3.5, I think it's a good suggestion because BSA is struggling, and it is the role of this committee to provide such recommendations to the minister. In that the appreciation, thank you very much, because I was writing it because the minister and deputy minister were not present by that time, but yeah, that one would be corrected because it would be debated. Obviously, the minister and the deputy would be there. Thank you for that advice.
I wanted to find out, I think our concern too is the department is failing to pay invoicing within 30 days, unless it's captured. Is it captured? Oh, if it's captured, can we even include, thanks, I didn't see that. Can we include SASCOC? I think it's our concern as this committee. I didn't see it unless it's there. SASCOC is lacking and there's no political will, there's no leadership within SASCOC. There are issues that they must be implemented based on the recommendation from the commission or inquiry. Now, it's lacking the report. I think that thing must be mentioned. And their turnaround time, I think yesterday, if not day before, since I'm not from Matatiel, I'm the shadow minister, I'm aware what he said. Yeah. I woke to the last. He started with me, Che. Since I know these issues, yesterday, day before, the minister, in fact, had a press briefing based on SASCOC issues. And I think maybe we can capture that, which is it's lacking.
No, thanks, Chairperson. I'll wish to second Honorable Mhlongo on the issue of SASCOC, because this committee seems to be lenient when it comes to taking actions against to SASCOC or to make SASCOC to account. I think we must put our foot down. SASCOC must account. Thank you.
Honorable members, Honorable Mhlongo, you remembered that even on the APP, we discussed and mentioned this thing of SASCOC, and we're even saying that we would love to hear the results and finality of the report of SASCOC. So because of these things called News 24 and whatever, whilst we were away, we've seen that two ministers he was having a briefing now. So the only thing that now we'll be asking, maybe I'll double check with the Office of House Chairperson if we still have time, that we must get that report in order that when we are debating, we must say something about the SASCOC. Mm. So we cannot without having an official report, or else the committee itself, myself, through secretary, will ask the latest decision of the department, even if it's in writing, that it must circulated amongst ourselves, because all is not well since we came here in the last term about SASCOC. Thank you, Honourable Members. Honourable Members, or Honourable C.
Thanks, Chair. I therefore move for the adoption of the report.
Any second? Honourable Sibisi?
Yes, I second the adoption of the report.
Thank you.
As a DA, we reserve our votes.
Chairperson, I would just ask if this was with an amendment. If it was with an amendment, then I don't have a problem with what the chairperson said there.
We reserve our rights.
We are, what is the
business? On behalf of the DA. No. No. I'm the shadow. You said it. I give direction.
Honourable Members, we have adopted the report and we have noted the A of reservation. Honourable Madlungos.
Thank you, Chair. Also, from EFF, we reserve the right.
Also, EFF. Thank you, Honourable Members. It was a good discussion because we started this committee from APPs to discuss with the Minister and what we would serve. And thank you that finally you had a good report, because whilst I was not here, the House Chairperson said your report is not good, so rejecting it. You cannot present reports like this. So thank you so much. We are happy with this report. Members, let's... I upon that system children, we are all about the chairperson. Honourable Members, let's go to point 5, consideration of adoption of arts and culture budgetary review and recommendation report. Can Doctor present this report?
Thank you very much once again, members. Through you, Chair, can I start from point number 2? Because I think from point number 1.1 until 1.5.2, I've covered already in the other report. So members will start from...
Just a moment. I'm welcoming Mr. Mudise, who's an alternate member and first time attending the committee meeting. Do you hear? First time, we were not aware that we're having an alternate, but it's because of changings of the committee members in the office. We are welcomed in this committee. Okay.
For the
Hey, niyababa namhlanje.
Through the chair, as I was trying to explain, because I've covered most of page 1, page 2, and some of page 3, can I start presenting from number 2? Okay. So I'll start from the overview of the key relevant focus areas of the Department of Art and Culture. So the following events and achievements characterized the sector during the 2018-2019 financial year. 2.1 was the Africa Month program, which took place in May 2018, which was a successful celebration in all 9 provinces and by various cultural genres under the theme, the Year of Nelson Mandela, Building a Better Africa and Better World. 2.2, there was the Africa session in the 2018-2019 financial year. The Department of Arts and Culture successfully participated in Africa sessions in Ghana and in Kenya. 2.3, the BRICS. The department has prioritize collaboration with BRICS member countries. To this end, South Africa hosted the 3rd BRICS Film Festival Forum panel discussion in July 2018 under the theme Content Travelability Among BRICS Countries, which is opportunities and challenges of the 4th Industrial Revolution for content creators in the BRICS market. And South Africa also signed a film co-production treaty with Brazil and further presented a South Africa Week in Brazil in September 2018. 2.4, Cultural Diplomacy Program. The department, in partnership with the South African Fashion Week, hosted the BRICS Fashion Show and Show Business Forum, displaying some of the best local and international designs BRICS had to offer. The fashion extravagance was aimed at showcasing textile and retail opportunities within BRICS countries. 2.5, the multilateral engagement. The department contributed to the following key international conferences: UNWTO and UNESCO Conference on Cultural and Tourism, second and third conference; World Culture Forum on Sustainable Development; the 4th World Forum on Intercultural Dialogue; the World Conference on Creative Economy; the International Conference on Heritage in Danger; UNESCO Conference on Culture for Sustainability. 2.6, the National Days. All 6 National Days were successfully held and celebrated. 1, the Human Rights Day, the Freedom Day, the Youth Day, Women's Day, Heritage Day, and the Day of Reconciliation. 2.7, 25 Years Review. The department is a lead coordinator for the Outcome 14. Was requested to coordinate the compilation of the 25-year review. This process was supported by various stakeholders, especially the Outcome 14 delivery partners, and culminated in the generation of the report that was submitted to the cabinet. 2.8, Living Heritage. 2 books were commissioned and written during the 2018-2019 financial year. The 2 books were on 2 of the South Africa's living human treasures, Dr. Esther Masango and Noria Mabasa. The naming of geographical features in South Africa was part of the process of transformation of South African heritage landscape in order to forge a common national identity and nationhood. The changing of the names of town, Grahamstown to Makanda during 2018-2019 was one of the highlights recorded by the department. 2.9, National Oral History Program 2018, NARSSA hosted the 15th Annual National Oral History Conference from 9 to 12 of October 2018 in the Western Cape in partnership with the Oral History Association of South Africa and the Western Cape Provincial Archives. The conference theme was Freedom and Egalitarianism, Nelson Mandela, the Symbol of Democracy. 2.10, International Archives Day. The National Archives, with its slogan, Taking the Archives to the People, celebrated the International Archives Day event at Eskom Pahlele Community Library, St. Mark's Square in Pretoria on the 8th of June 2018. 2.10, the South African Library Week. The celebration of the South African Library Week was held from 18 to the 24th of March 2019 under the theme Collaborate at Your Library. 2.12, Annual National Archives Week. Annual National Archives Awareness Week 2018. The 2018 Annual Archives Awareness Week under the theme Archives, Our Lives, Our Legacy, Workers' Rights was launched in partnership with the Free State Provincial Archives under the Department of Sport, Arts and Culture and Recreation. The Annual Archives Awareness National Week was held on the 7th until the 11th of May 2018. 2.13, the Annual Library and Information Association of South Africa Conference. The department supported the Library and Information Association of South Africa to host its annual conference, which was held from 18 to 12 of October 2018 at the International Convention Center in Cape Town. The minister delivered a keynote address and officially opened the conference on the 9th of October 2018. The theme of the conference was Library and Information Services, the Agent of Community Development and Social Transformation. 2.14, Ministerial Roundtable on Information Access. The Ministry of Arts and Culture, in cooperation with the African Library and Information Association and institutions, hosted the African ministers responsible for the provision of library and information services on the continent from the 5th until the 6th of July 2018. The purpose of the ministerial roundtable was to report on the progress in the library and information services sector across the continent. 12 ministers attended this meeting and 41 countries were represented. 2.15, addressing the scourge of gender-based violence and racism. The department held an imbizo in Okenhoek in Mpumalanga on the 23rd of November 2018. The Minister Mthethwa interacted with the community who raised issues and challenges and made a recommendation on gender-based violence and victims of gender-based violence. This imbizo sought to create social partnership and contribute positively to the government endeavors, including initiatives aimed at good governance, improved external citizen and stakeholder morale, and public confidence in efforts aimed at reigniting the economy, creating jobs and building a prosperous society all can benefit from. On the 15th of June 2018, the minister also presided over the Youth Day dialogue with students at the University of Johannesburg, sharing the platform with Vice President for Human Resources at Unilever following the controversial Dove advertisement. Number three, which is a summary of previous key financial and performance recommendations of the committee. The first point was succession planning. The department should develop a succession policy and ensure that all employees are part of it, of its development as well as its implementation. Point number two, the following point, recruitment and selection. When the department uses agencies, the prospective employees should be in the employment of the department, not that of the agencies. This was in line with the recent amendment of the Labor Relations Act, which dictates that clients of the labor brokers have to hire contractors after 3 months who earn less than 205,433 annually. The next point, proper planning. In this case, the department should ensure that it applies the SMART principle in their planning processes. The next point, the Mzansi Golden Economy. The department should find ways of utilizing these funds effectively so that the anticipated jobs could be created. The consequence management, in this case, leadership should ensure that all those who were found to have contravened legislations, policies and regulations are reprimanded accordingly. Leadership. The department should strengthen its monitoring on all of its entities, and all the personnel in the monitoring and evaluation units should be held accountable for underperformance on entities. Irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure. In this case, internal control measures should be strengthened to keep the recurrence of irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure. The Public Finance Management Act, Section 81(1)(b) states that an accounting officer of an institution commits an act of financial misconduct if that accounting officer willfully or neglectingly permits an unauthorized expenditure, an irregular expenditure or wasteful expenditure. All senior managers, if found to have been neglected or on irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure, should be held accountable. Under expenditure, the management should draft an operational plan that will make them spend the budget on capital works as planned. 3.2, 2018-2019 committee budget report. The committee supported the 2018-2019 budget of the department and its annual performance plan. It also supported the strategic alignment of the department's program with the NDP. Number four, the overview and assessment of the 2017-2018 vote performance. The department achieved 97.7% of its planned target, which is 31 out of 39 targets that we achieved during the 2018-2019 financial year. The following are the highlights of the department's achievement. In program number one, under administration, 38 izimbizos were held by the department, including crafters imbizo at the Bumbane Royal Place on the 9th of November 2018. The Deputy Minister of Arts and Culture and Acting King Azenathi Zanelizwe Dalindyebo handed over the film machines that will be placed at the Community Arts Centre for Crafters. Point number two, the Minister of Arts and Culture launched the I Am the Flag campaign to promote the national consciousness, social cohesion, national building and patriotism for all South Africans, for all citizens of South Africa. clarification number 8. The Information and Communication Technology, ICT unit within the Department of Arts and Culture is laying the foundation for the fourth industrial revolution through initiatives aimed at modernization of business processes. The unit has successfully implemented an enterprise content management system with digital signatures leading to the automation of the submission approved process. Program number 2, which is the institutional governance, the Department of Arts and Culture implemented different models to contribute to the socio-economic transformation, whereby the artists, especially legends and divas, participated in the gender-based violence campaigns. This was a four-pronged model of taking theater to the people, which included the use of industrial theaters, cultural performance, dialogue, and media interviews, and social media platform to convey messages of no violence. The next point, in a bid to address the scourge of racism following the controversial Diva at Dove advertisement on the 15th of June 2018, the minister hosted Youth Month Dialogue at the University of Johannesburg in Soweto, where Unilever was part of the panel discussion. The next point, on the 13th of June 2018, the minister launched the International Albinism Awareness Day under the theme Shine Your Light. The launch was held at Hlalakahle in Mpumalanga, where two girls were killed and their body parts disembodied. The minister also had an opportunity to meet the affected families. Program number 3, under Arts and Culture Promotion and Development. Point number 1, the minister hosted Usiba Creative and Cultural Industrial Awards on the 1st of June 2018 at Emperor's Palace. These awards celebrated the immense richness of the arts heritage across the creative art landscape. The following point, in recognition of the historically diminished use and status of indigenous language, Section 6(2) of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa 1996 obliges the state to take practical and positive measures to elevate the status and advance the use of these languages. In this regard, the department provides bursaries to students studying official South African languages at various institutions of higher learning, with emphasis on previously marginalized languages. Page 9, program number 4, heritage preservation and promotion. First point, the Department of Arts and Culture, in partnership with the National Heritage Council, held a workshop on the human rights, liberation struggle, and reconciliation. Nelson Mandela Legacy Sites World Heritage nomination. The workshop took place from the 19th to 20th of July 2018 in Gauteng. The workshop brought together the relevant decision makers and stakeholders of the affected sites to provide the necessary information as required by UNESCO World Heritage Guidelines. The next point, the Infrastructure Development Program has continuously throughout the year assisted its public entities with their accommodation needs, including maintenance planning of its buildings by annually producing the user assets management plan, and also by providing entities with funding for their infrastructure needs. One of the capital projects that reached practical completion on the 18th of December 2018 was the Luthuli Resource Center at Luthuli Museum in KwaZulu-Natal. Next point, the unveiling ceremony of the statue of Nelson Mandela in New York City on the 24th September 2018 was one of the highlights celebrated the centenary of Nelson Mandela. The President of the Republic of South Africa, Honorable Cyril Ramaphosa, unveiled the statue. Next point, on the 26th of September 2018, the Deputy Minister held an event to express government's intention to declare the house of Mama Winnie Madikizela Mandela in Madjwema Matsu Township at Brentford. Sorry for wrong pronunciation. Madjwema Matsu, yes, in Brentford, as a national heritage site, and to unveil an artistic impression of the museum design. This heritage house will be converted into a museum together with the bombed clinic that Mama Winnie Madikizela Mandela used as a clinic. A multi-purpose center with Wi-Fi connectivity will also be constructed on the museum site. The next point, progress on the Sarah Bartman Center of Remembrance construction site, Henke Eastern Cape, 70% completion in terms of funds payable for construction of the center, which spent both sites of the 300 at Henke in Eastern Cape. On the 24th of September 2018, a Heritage Day celebration was held at the Riverview Stadium in Kokstad under the theme "The Year of Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela, Advancing Transformation of South Africa's Heritage Landscape." The day's activities commenced with the unveiling of the statue of Adam Kok by Deputy President Mr. David Mabuza. The National Archives and Record Service of South Africa hosted the 15th annual National Oral History Conference from 19 to the 12th of October 2018 in the Western Cape in partnership with the Oral History Association of South Africa in the Western Cape Provincial Archives. The conference theme was Freedom and Egalitarianism, Nelson Mandela, the symbol of democracy. Then the final point, the Minister of Arts and Culture approved the changing of the name of Grahamstown to Makanda during 2018. This was done as part of the transformation of the heritage landscape and also as part of one of the recommendation of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which is TRC, which recommended name changes as part of symbolic reparation. 4.4, voted funds and expenditure patterns. Page number 10, 4.2. The department's final appropriation for 2018-2019 financial year was 4.3 billion. The actual expenditure for the period under review was 4.2 billion. Expenditure thus represents 97.7% of the final appropriation and is an improvement on the 94.7% expenditure for the previous financial year, which is 2017-2018. 4.2.2, appropriation statement for 2017-2018 financial year. As reflected above, the overall under expenditure amounted to 200 million or 2.3% of the final appropriation. Under expenditure in 2017-2018 amounted to 230.3 million or 5.3% of the final appropriation. This therefore indicates a year-on-year decrease in unspent funds. The lowest performing program number 2 spent only 86.8% or 226.1 million of the total appropriation of 260.4 million. Under expenditure, under economic classification, under compensation of employees, the variance was 14.7, which was due to underspending because there were vacant posts. Under goods and services, it was 3.6 million due to the resignation of one community library consultant, including travel and substances cost. Transfer and subsidies, the variance of minus 18.4 million under expenditure was mainly due to Artscape and the State Theatre, which did not submit incubator trade fair reports on time due to that was unable to. Can I repeat this point? The variance of minus 18.4 million under expenditure was mainly due to the Artscape and the State Theatre, which did not submit the incubator trade fair reports on time to enable payment processing. The capital work projects and payments made on claims from DPW based on work done at entities. Foreign government organizations, the variance of 544,000 was due to the exchange rate, which was lower than the estimated transfer to the Commonwealth Foundation. Household, there was 362,000, which attributed to less than projected transfers made due to changed funding strategy for Heritage Bursary as a result of challenges experienced with the previous implementation plan. Public corporation, the variance of 4.7 million under expenditure was due to delay in concluding the memorandum of MOU for upgrading of community art centers. Non-profit institute, the variance was 10.8, which was due to the transfer not made to Dennis Goldberg Foundation due to non-compliance with tax clearance certificates. Late enactment of the adjusted appropriation bill, which had an impact on the facilitation process for transfer of fund to the Albany Museum for the management of operations of Inguza Hill Museum and to Barberton Museum for the management of operation of Samora Mochel and Madola Monuments and interpretive centers. Buildings and other fixed structures were 20.7 million. Higher Education Institute, it was 1.5 million. Heritage assets, it was 25.4 million. And it resulted to a total of 100.7 million. 4.3, the department's performance against the predetermined objectives. Total budget that was spent amounted to 97.7%. The total target sets were 39, and targets that were achieved were 31. Total targets that were not achieved were 8. The success rate was 79.5. In terms of the AG report, the department has achieved a financially unqualified audit opinion with findings. The audit opinion does remain unchanged from those achieved in the last 4 years. The following section contains the overall of matters raised by the AG South Africa. I think there are many enough, but I think the most important one is that the department achieved the unqualified audit opinion. Can I start on page number 15, 4.5, because all the others are part of the 4.4.2, which stipulated under the audit reports, AG's report. So page number 15, 4.5, performance overview of 2018-2019, the total expenditure up to the end of the quarter one amounted to 943.5 million or 20.4% of the main appropriation. Treasury report on standing committee on appropriation has raised the following matters in relation to the first quarter expenditure. Treasury has noted the matters contributing to the slow expenditure in the mainly expenditure feedback report to the department. The program now, number one, expenditure in this program was lower than projected by 16.9 million or 22.3%, mainly on goods and services. Program number two, expenditure in this program was lower than projected by 13.5 million or 26.3%, mainly on transfers and subsidies. Program number three, expenditure in this program was lower than projected by 56.4 million or 16.3, mainly on transfers and subsidies, as well as goods and services. Page number 16. Program number four, expenditure in this program was lower than projected by 82.8 or 12.9, mainly on transfers and subsidies. Personnel, spending on personnel was 63.3 million or 23.2% of the main budget, resulting in a variance of 4.2 million or 6.2% against the first quarter projections. 27 vacant position or post have contributed to the under expenditure on personnel. In program number one, 17 position. Program number two, Deputy Director Strategic Planning and Director on Resourcing and Multilateral. Program number three, Principal Language Practitioner, Director on Language Policy, Development and Implementation, Director Performing Arts, Director Human Language Technologies, Deputy Director General, 5 positions. Program number four, Archivist, Book Conservator, Assistant Director on Filing System, and Chief Director on Heritage. Those are 3 positions. The observation, which is 4.6. Point number one, there was a lack of monitoring. The committee observed that there was no monitoring within the Department of Arts and Culture. The department was not monitoring the project that they funded, and since not to have an idea on how the events and projects were ran and had no say on the content. Point number two, non-response to stakeholders and committee by the department, which was a big concern. Point number three, victimization of staff. The committee received complaints that from staff, the committee received complaints from staff members from one of the entities who indicated that management victimized them. Page number 17, finalization of the legacy project. The committee observed that the department was delaying the finalization of the legacy project, in particular the Mama Winnie Madikizela Mandela House in Brantford and the Sarah Batman project. Next point, finalization of the white paper on arts and culture. The next, which is the final point, was socio-economic impact of events, where the committee observed that there were no real socio-economic returns on events that were organized by the department and its entities, because they mostly concentrated on bringing international artists. I think that was the point, Mr. Malingo. I remember you were very concerned about this. Okay. In terms of the appreciation, the committee thanked the support of the department that worked hard to produce documents that were required to generate this report, the report to be considered by the committee. I thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Mahlobo, honorable members. I'm presenting the draft report. Let's engage with it. I thank you. Wolfandijk, honorable Adams,
Chairperson, thank you, and thank you also for the presentation. On the recommendations of page 7, specifically with the mentioning at, or the comment next to the Mzansi Gold Economy, where the department said it should find ways of utilizing these funds effectively, and then also under expenditure, the management should draft an operational plan. That is put broadly, and I would actually want us to make the recommendation that we put time frames when we say these things, because it's if we just say that we want to and we should, then it's there and it can take for ages, because this problem hasn't been, it didn't start it within our term, it already comes a long way if you look at the media inputs that we receive. The same with on page 17, where we seek that the finalization of the white paper. If there's no time frame, we don't have brackets in which we need to do certain things. Specifically also on page 17, the socio-economic impact events. I couldn't agree more, because we also received that report on the international flights, and I was shocked to see that there's an event where two people went to Ghana for more or less a week, and it cost almost 4 million rand. Now, I can just think what I can do with 4 million rand in a Macquarie to uplift sports, school sports. So I also want this committee, if it's possible, that we can actually, as a committee, receive the feedback from these people that went abroad, so that we can see what did they bring back to contribute to this department. Reduce expenditure on travelling abroad, and I'm not sure if we really get anything back from that. Then also on page, the recommendation still, where we say that with regards to the irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure, and how we should keep the managers accountable. But then we see that in one of the reports that we received, there was this summary of the matter between Opicon Sevilla, investment and the department. And I would like what to know, we would like to know what was the actual, how did we, what is the consequences for the people that the department eventually had to pay 17 million plus increase on that. Who is going to be held responsible for that? Not only that, I mentioned when we were having the AG here that there's difficulties with the National Art Council who received the clean audit. But in the meantime, there's a case against the National Art Council from Rhodes, and there's questions. It's now with a public protector, and it seems that they actually do have a case. So how can you get a clean audit four times in a row, but there's what you've done is not in line with the PFMA? So there's really questions, but my main question here is, what as a committee can we really and will we be doing to help these people accountable? It's nice to put it on paper like we should help them accountable. What are we going to do? I would like to put it that we must put it in clear writing what we actually want to achieve, and because to just say it doesn't mean we're going to do it. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Chase. Yeah, thank you very much, Honourable Chairperson. On page 7, bullet number 1, I just want to get clarity now. When you talk of the SMART principles, because that is written in bold, yeah, bold letters, does it mean SMART in the real sense of being SMART, or perhaps you know that the acronym represents something else? Why in bold letters if SMART in the sense of being SMART? Then again, bullet number 1, 2, 3. So when you say the consequence management now should be reprimanded, I think now they should be dealt with, because they can be more than reprimanding a person. So they can be more than that, just to reprimand. So I think it should be to be dealt with accordingly. So we can take any besides really reprimanding the person. Yeah, of course, on page 9, that's R300, refers to a road, yeah? Not the money. I noticed that. Bullet number 5, yeah? That should be road, R300, not the amount. On page 11, bullet 1, 2, 3. So when you say the variance of minus 18.4 million, because once you say minus, it means now you spend something that you have, you owe. So I want to get clarity there. Why you say minus 18 million under expenditure? How did you spend something that you have because of that minus? Unless I want to get clarity on that. Because when you said it is negative, it means now you don't have that. You owe, therefore. But it's under expenditure. So more clarity on that. Yeah, I noticed that there are no recommendations for this report. Perhaps it's too good, I don't know, so that we can add. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I was consulting on the secretary, Honorable Mahlengosi.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for the report. I would like to recommend that our names, Dovotela, are very important in this committee, since it is a committee of our arts and culture, that are pronounced correctly and written correctly, because Kholisasa doesn't have an H, it's R-O, Kholisasa. And, I guess my message got confused, you know, earlier on when I asked about these recommendations, you know, and the adaptation of this document. when we still have words like successfully, you know, during Human Rights Day, when they are labeled as such, when we have some of the members of our nations in South Africa celebrating our national Human Rights Day, drying, and they even unofficially call it Bride Day, when those days are very personal and very important in our lives as black people in South Africa. They are very sensitive days, and I think we should stress that they are very important here in this committee. And also the celebrating the library days, when we still have the books by the likes of Tio Soga and Saul Plautjies, and all that, they are not very clear and very they're not out there for most of the people to learn and understand what they are for as black people, as the history of this country, because we are South Africans and we need to know who we are. And and we still have the songs, not the language, the songs like this stem embedded in our national anthem. Those are the things that we need to really look at and find out if they are still going to unify us and push us forward as the people. So, yeah, that's what I was talking about, this document being recommended and all that. Thank you.
Honorable Adams.
Thank you, Chair, but I'm covered by Honorable Chaisa on page 9 on the 300.
Honorable,
yeah. Yeah, thanks, Chair. Mine would be that I don't know whether we can, because I see, like one honorable member observed, that we just have an item on recommendations, 4.7, but there are no recommendations there. Whether we take the recommendations from page, what? There's a page where it talks about recommendations. On page 6, 3.1, whether we take those recommendations to that page, or alternatively, you remember that if you check our minutes on this department, we've been making some recommendations. Maybe we can revisit our minutes and then make sure that we make such recommendations, because according to me, it wouldn't be good to submit a report without recommendations. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Mr. Siap, page number 6, number 3, it says summary of previous key financial and performance recommendation of the committee. So those are the previous recommendations. If we look at page number 16, 4.6, under observations, I don't know from members, but I think it should be proper enough to take some of the observation and put under recommendations. Yeah. So these observations are based on the recommendations. Or other way around. Okay. Okay.
Are you happy about that, honorable members, or our research?
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to remind members that it's Lindumzi Komlin who drafted the BRRR report for arts and culture, and in his absence, we will make the required edits to the report.
I wanted to check with the members, are we going to have another meeting to
adopt the report, because if Honorable Van Dyk saw that, and as Honorable Sierra talking about point six, in this page six, if you look at those recommendations, most of them, you even mention this in Mzansi Golden Economy, they can be our own recommendation. And when we're here given a chance of looking at the draft, we can add recommendations that we want to be put as a committee. We have got that right. So I'm putting this question to the members, that are you not happy about this previous recommendation, which when we look at them, most of them are not yet there, and then the emphasis of monitoring being a committee, we need to be emphasized that you are still going to monitor and see that these things are happening, but also we can have a right, just as we are here, put recommendations which we are thinking that are not here as members. Thank you. Honorable Adams.
Chairperson, on page 6, I will propose that we put the recommendations as it is there. As for us to take the observations as the recommendations.
Just a moment.
Thank you, Chair. I think in page number 6, most of the previous recommendation, they came back during the discussion. Most of them. I'm looking at the recruitment, which is point number 2, and selection. I'm looking at the proper planning. The department is now made in the process to be one department. I'm looking at the point where Mzansi Golden Economy, it was there, consequence management in terms of leadership, regular expenditure, and most of the points were discussed by members. I'm not too sure if members would like to take some of the recommendation and extend them to be in the last recommendation point.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm a little bit concerned because now it seems as if we are just taking the shortcut or the short road. I mean, this was supposed to be done properly so that we'll be able to adopt the report if we adopt it. Or now, when we are saying we are going to cut and paste, taking this from there and doing this, it will be improper. We must try to report, to respect the work of the committee. I therefore will suggest that let this be redo in a proper way. Thank you.
Honorable Fendi.
Chairperson, sorry, also to take you back to the observations that was mentioned. I just want to get a clear understanding. It already in 2019-20 says that the committee observed that there was no monitoring within the department. That's actually a very bad reflection on the department. And there's no actual recommendations from this committee how this will be addressed. So I think we must also put forward specific ways of how this monitoring must happen. And then another thing that I also agree with point 3 with regards to the victimization of staff. Since I've been in, we've been here for only a small period of time, we've received how many emails from staff members that are being victimized? And I think we also as a committee, while we're not supposed to be interfering within administration matters, I think it's very important that we also give attention to these, because that's part of the reason why our entities doesn't function properly. One moment you have the South African Language Board, the chairperson is chairperson, the next moment he resigns, then he's a CEO. And the deputy is now the new chairperson. But that information we get via the grapevine, and there's a lot of issues with regards to the staff in that entity, but we as a committee doesn't even know about it. There's really problems within our entities because of staff problems, but because of the senior executive. Look at the Bloemfontein National Museum. The decisions that are taken by that CEO, and she is not consulting with staff, she's making her own decisions without even the board's consideration, and just run with it. So we need also to do oversight with regards to our senior management. It's important that we start looking why there's so many problems in our entities, and I think it's because of the management that is poor, and there's no oversight over the management. And we also must try and see how we can monitor those processes, because we have an obligation to do oversight over them too.
Thank you, Honorable Jaiza. May I also... after Honorable Mhlonga, I want to say from the...
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I think the issue of recommendations now, I'm covered, because we say we've got those at page 6 and some observations. It is just now the arrangement. Then if you can just take those, then arrange properly. So they are covered, unless we have got a recommendation to make, so we can come with those recommendations. You cannot wait for someone who is not here, a person who said we have drafted this report, because this is being put before us for amendments. So let us amend. Thank you very much.
Chair, I'll recommend that we do that, but we must come back and sit down as a committee. One of the recommendations that I have that the department must look into feasibility study for all this department to be, what is the right word, to be reduced to whatever number that you think of. I know the white paper speaks of 6 and 5. But it can be a recommendation. And one of the recommendations above all for this, we have 9 entities which received unqualified with findings. In other words, we're saying to them, you know, next financial aid they must without findings. Non-qualifiers with findings, there are 12. I think you have this spreadsheet from the, I don't want to go through all this. Maybe it can be one of our recommendations they must work into. For an example, the last one which has a disclaimer, which is its PUBCO. Is it? Yeah. PUBCO, how do you? PACOF, Free State, is it FS, it's Free State, though. Must get used to this lingo. Now, maybe I'll propose the research and the team to take this page, just see, we give them a turnaround strategy that in our next financial year they must make sure they work on the different one. If it was a clean audit without ganja loga, but I'll propose we meet now next, I don't know when, and that.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I just wanted to second Honorable Chaser on his input on the issue of recommendations, but also to say, as honorables were making inputs, in a way they were making recommendations. If they are captured, then it's just a matter of realigning. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. All the contributions of the members are valid, and what pleases me, you are doing what we here to do. When the report is a draft, we read and we do discover that there are gaps, and those gaps we are putting just now, and in order that when we are supporting this report, we will say we support with these amendments. So I'm suspecting we don't have luxury time in this parliament
of sometimes to go and ask permission. There are time frames. We're told even then that one of the report was not good enough. We cannot have a committee meeting now. This is the report. This report is not bad, but all of us who are identifying that gaps, these gaps which we're identifying, we have got right as we're talking, they are writing to put those gaps. For instance, as you are saying, I was going to say that thing of lack of monitoring is just a word, lack of monitoring. But we did say why we are saying that. We said out of these 26 entities, some of them, they are doing very badly. They are not accounting. That's why we propose that we want this white paper to check that can't we minimize these numbers of these entities. And we said in the department, in the committee, it's our recommendation that the monitoring of 26 entities, it's not there, but not in all, but the proposal coupled to the monitoring is that white paper. The report of the white paper, once I've asked from the office, you have said I must ask, they are saying that they are coming back to us to report, because in order that state law advisors must do their work, we need to take the mandate which I was given by ECOMIT, and we've returned to state law advisors, because we want this white paper with the immediate effect. A lot of money out of these entities is because of a monitoring system, and which even the department, they know that you have set it black and white. So I'm going to propose that we must not have any other meeting. Let's take those who are taking notes, they will be reread what we are adding out of the recommendations, and then we adopt this day presentation. That's my proposal, Honourable Members.
Chair, you know, I have a problem, firstly, because we don't know when are they going to do that, the official, so to say, to compile that report. And we don't want to find ourselves again. We give them a time frame they don't even adhere to, as they did previously. We're supposed to meet last week Friday. That was the first proposal. And after that, we're told, no, the report is not ready Tuesday. We're told last week it was not ready. I don't want us to have that. Now, I think maybe let's put this question to them, Guti. When can the report be ready? And then for us, if we have comments, would they one day? We don't want to get the reports on piece of meat, exactly.
We can take that proposal of Honorable Mhlongo to talk with to our officials, because I was whipped by the House Chairperson that we can't have a report, which means last time it was maybe not even better than today. Can you respond? Because these members, committee members, are giving you, and we're giving you that what you are saying, please clean the report and put all what they are saying. When do you think that you can do? And pending that what we do get a slot from House Chairperson, because they've taken a Fridays, that we are no longer going to have a Fridays. But looking at the time frames of B333, we need to hear even from the Secretary. What can we do? But with your good self, still a question to respond. When do you think that will be ready?
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. Mr. Mhlongo, tomorrow, I think by Friday, the report should be ready, because I think there are a few changes and recommendations that needs to be added. to clean up both reports. I think by Friday, both of them, they should be ready.
Okay. We are talking about one report. Are you aware? What are you saying, Honorable?
Chair, I was proposing, because they are saying it will be ready within a day, because it's only one report. Maybe we can meet Friday morning, look at it, and adopt it. It's a matter of 30 to an hour's meeting.
Honorable members, Honorable Mshaw.
So I hear two speaking in tongues. He said Friday, the report is one day. I don't know who is fooling who. That is the response that I've received. Why did we postpone the meeting? The report. There was no report. I'm saying, let's know exactly, because Honorable Knox has information that it's only one day. But the response from the doctor is Friday. It's not a one day if it's Friday.
Can I assist, Honorable Mshonko?
Now, what I'll propose, Chair, as you've said it,
Honorable Mshonko, in order that you must get what they are saying, they've said it's only a one day, and that one day is Friday, and is supporting that, Honorable Knox.
One day is Thursday, then Friday you are here, it's one day.
Listen, Honorable Members, one day of preparing is tomorrow, and at the meeting we can ask a special day of Friday, because Friday also they are giving us. When we cancelled that meeting, I was saying, but you must not forget that Friday is a working day. So they will give them that today, they must go and do a report, and tomorrow they must put a report to our honorable to our systems as they've done, and then emails, and then Friday we must come in and adopt.
Comrade, it's not a problem. I accept that. Chair, I wanted to, when is our BRRR day? The actual debate day, firstly.
It's not yet.
You still remember you asked even last time, we depend only on ministers' availability. The programming is checking which minister is ready, and then they will tell the committee section, and they must tell us. We are not yet having a date.
I think this year it's, this term it's, it's bad planning. Usually when we discuss this, we have a day and we're able to work our schedule. Now, what I'm trying to run away from, Ruti, if it's not yet confirmed this week, we're not debating Monday or Tuesday. How about in our scheduled meeting for next week, we have just 30 minutes, we discuss that report, we adopt it.
The problem is that the Office of House Chairperson wanted that before Friday, all the reports must be in his copies and adopted. Can you, Honorable...
Chair, how about tomorrow late? Because we have a problem. Abantabanya by Free State, there are no planes for, you know...
It's fine, Honorable...
Thursday late.
Those things that, as a committee, we need every now and then, when we're discussing, we must look... what we want, because in reality is that if Friday is a working day, if we have Honorable
Mshonko,
no, please,
point of order, Chief.
For my sake, please drop the mic. Honorable Mshonko, can we stick to our Friday? I am pleading you. Thursday we have plenary, we have study groups after plenary. Our study groups are sitting at after plenary. Please.
Chair, I'm speaking on behalf of our members, Abai 2. They're not here on Friday because they're traveling. They don't fly. Kunenking, they don't fly to home. They usually, now I'm trying to say, out of order, when you always talk off the mic, you don't even contribute to this meeting. You just always behave this way. You don't behave like a member. You don't behave like a member. Imagine. Chairperson, this man is out of order.
Very out of order. Can't tell me what
happened.
You know, have you contributed today? Have you contributed today? You didn't.
I'm talking nonsense.
And you two, you're talking nonsense.
Chairperson.
Please assist us.
Can you agree on Friday? The person who wants to attend will just send an apology if you don't attend. It doesn't matter. We'll take a seriously, you know, that you have those as well.
Yes, I was pleading the honorable members that let's take Friday. Eight o'clock. By 8 o'clock, can take 7 o'clock, but in order that those who are connecting, we must not bog them here.
That's
8 o'clock, when we take a bus of 7, 8:30, we can say 8:30. By 10:30, we'll be finishing, because we are going to look on recommendations. Those recommendations, I was agreeing that we usually said, we add, when we're adding, we're saying we are agreeing on the report with the additional information. But because I cannot rule on that, if we want a fully-fledged meeting, let's have it in order that we must satisfy every member of parliament.
Yeah.
But 8:30, by 10, we'll be finishing. So I'm pleading colleagues that let's come at 8:30 on Friday.
Chair, I don't have a problem. People will be coming, but can you note our rights on the report, this one? Yes, the first one is sedative and this one, just for many purposes. We reserved our rights, just for note.
Okay, thank you. In advance. But why are we calling the meeting? Why are we calling the meeting?
If you are reserving, you are putting this report.
No, Chair, why did I say that? The chairperson says we agree with the report and then they're just changing as we agreed, which is I understand. But now it's like irrespective that there will be changes, you help with the changes or not, you're not there. Now I'm just saying, remember, we have to adopt the report as this committee. That's why I was raising that.
Listen, that Sibisa, honorable member, maybe this question raised by you saying that how can we saying that we adopt these recommendations which are in the page 6, and when we saying that, but as we are speaking, we are adding more, and then we're proposing that as we are sitting here, we hear what we're proposing. Can we say we adopt this report with additional recommendations, which they are the same, because we did discuss, but there was a feeling that let's come back to the meeting. But now my problem is that members who are saying that they will, even if we're coming back, they will be reserving their adoption. Why can't we go back to proposal that I put on the table, that page 6 of the recommendations, we spoke a lot of them because they are not yet there. And then some, they were just raised here. Can't you say that these are our recommendations and adopt them? So I'm coming back to you, honorable members. I'm sorry, Mr. Msibi, that I've taken your time.
I wish to move the adoption of the report with recommendations. Thank you.
Honorable CBC is moving the adoption of the recommendation of a report with amendments or with additionals. With additionals. Any second?
Yes, I second the motion.
Thank you. Honorable
Chair, in the absence of the report, we deserve all.
Honorable members, thank you so much. It's a pity. What is nice about this report, we'll get in the plenary, and in the plenary, we'll say whatever we want to say,
yeah.
But it's very important to sit as a committee.
Of course,
just a moment.
Honorable members, on a lighter note, I just wish to encourage members to read some of the summaries that we are writing as a staff members. No matter when we are meeting any entity or a department, we will come up with a summary with some possible questions, some recommendation for members to read up, just to build the argument with that particular stakeholder. So I wish to encourage members to read those summaries. Maybe the front page will write it differently for members to see that it's their summary with recommendations. Possible, because we're not forced to give you recommendations. We'll say possible questions, possible recommendations. So that when you ask these questions, the entities, when they reply, you can just add your own follow-up questions from that summary. I think it will help the committee very much. That was my request to honorable members. Thank you.
Thank you. I was going to do an
No, Chair, I just wanted to ask you, I think there was a clarity-seeking question on SMART.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a symbol, it's a SMART principle, the way they've written it. That it, whatever objective you put, it must be simple, it must be measurable, it must be achievable, it must be reliable, and it must be time-bound.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh.
Yeah.
Honorable members, may I announce that SANAPO was supposed to come in our meeting and Boxing South Africa. I'm having in front of me the letter of USANAPO, re-invitation of appear before the committee of sports, arts and culture. Your letter dated 15 October has reference. This letter was served to acknowledge the invitation from portfolio committee and would really love to honor it, but due to financial constraints faced by our organization, would not be able to honor this invitation. We have not received our grant from Department of Sport for the two financial periods, i.e. 2018-2019 and 2019-2020. All our organizational operations have come to standstill. We therefore humbly apologize to the committee as this situation is beyond our control. The only thing here, that's why we wanted them. As the former members of this committee, we were aware that they were having problem of money. That's why department couldn't give them money. So I don't know, honorable members, how are we going to deal with it? The letter is not signed. It's Miss Pretty Zotesi, SANAPO General Secretary. I don't, his signature is not here. And then the second one, kindly note that we acknowledge receipt of your email. However, the chairperson of the board of Boxing South Africa and the CEO will be attending the YBC 50th convention in Mexico, and travel arrangements have been made already. They will be traveling on the 18th and returning on the 26th of October. We may request a postponement for a date next week or earlier in the next month. We have attached the invitation for easy of reference. They've attached the invitation of where we're going. Those are two correspondents that I'm having. Honorable.
How nice was dog and cat meat in Japan?
It's not on the agenda. It's not on the agenda, Paul. Che, I think we are aware with Tisanabo in Nkinga. They didn't have an AGM. We are aware of their political issues. I'll propose, where is their office? I wanted to find out maybe. We have tickets, Tina, as members. We all go there. If I'm not sure the date will cover, I don't have my schedule with me. That is my proposal. We go there. We have tickets. The staff has tickets. We go there. Oh, you don't. Sorry. Apology. But I'm trying to say, let's reach them if they cannot, because it's important for us to have them. Neither, if we don't have that chair, there are emails that we've sent to you, but can we discuss this report? If there's no alternative, maybe on that day we have those swaps of items on the agenda. If we're swapping the boxing. But Boxing of South Africa chair, I don't understand. If I'm not here, the committee cannot suffer or the board cannot suffer because of the chairperson and the CEO. Two individuals. It shows that our entities are run by individuals. Mm. I usually say to SASCOC, you know me, Chair, now we cannot accept Boxing South Africa's issue. That is my recommendation to the South.
You know, sometimes as members of parliament, maybe not this committee, maybe sometimes this committee, when somebody as a president or a chairperson of board, I know even this committee once gave them hard times that where is he? Why is not here? I won't mention name. It was not easy. We fought here when one of their president didn't attend because he was having international issues. Maybe we must come to our understanding that when we want information, if they are sending a relevant person, but when it's a president and CEO, I'm saying they are the key of the engine of whatever. But I'm saying let's come to an understanding. When are we accepting apology from which level and cause? I don't want to open can of worms. Once be in trouble. One of the president was international. It was a struggle to accept the delegation.
Because they did not know what to say. They were not given any information.
Well, we rejected them before evening.
No.
Chairperson, my understanding is that the committee has already agreed not to have a meeting on Friday. And these two entities were going to present on Friday. So we have already agreed on that one. So I would propose that we leave it to the office of the chairperson, take our inputs, including the shadow minister's input, and see what is possible. If it means we must go and have our meeting in their office. I think there is that provision from Parliament. then we give it to the office of the chairperson together with the staff to come up with a with an arrangement, and then we take it from there. But I agree that you don't just have a president or a CEO for the sake of it. They're highly strategic, and sometimes I even agree that they are respecting us to say we don't want to undermine the committee and send a delegation without us. But if we give them an answer to say, even if you are not here, we can accept a delegation, let's do so. But already we have agreed that we're not going to have a meeting on Friday. Let's leave it, that's my proposal. Let's leave it to the office of the chairperson together with the secretariat and see what is possible. Take into consideration our inputs. Thanks, Chair.
Honourable members, the meeting is closed. Thank you for your time.
So we're no longer meeting this time.